King Arthur and the Knights of the Round Table by Benedict Flynn. Sea wolves, the people call them, stealing across the grey waves in their dragon ships to Britain. At first they came to burn and pillage, to strike cruel and quick, load up with plunder, then hurry for the dragon ships and the sea road home. But soon they grew hungry for more than loot. Then they began to settle on the land, and the country was never long at peace. The Britons were pushed west to Cornwall, to Wales. Then came one Briton, called Uther Pendragon. He roused his people against the Saxon raiders and their allies. No other king was brave enough. The invaders were halted. Peace came to the western lands. As long as Uther Pendragon lasted, peace would last. But now Uther Pendragon was dying. The years of fighting had sapped his strength. Who would succeed him? He had no heir. His only child with Queen Igraine died a baby. A fever, some said. His knights already quarrelled over who should rule next. Evil days lay ahead. Warlord fighting against robber baron, dangerous days of strife and misery. And all the while, the Saxons and their allies would be harrying, pressing, taking a village here, a fort there, never resting. It is midnight. In the great fortress of Castle Camelot, an old man slips unannounced into the king's bedchamber. Beneath the furs that cover him, Uther Pendragon is weakening fast. He has not moved or spoken for hours now. His breathing is ragged, his lips the colour of clay. "Pendragon," says the old man. He takes the king's hand. His own is traced by strange tattoos.
"Merlin, is he safe? I must know. They must not discover him."
The old man nods. Uther Pendragon's eyes half close in relief. For a while he seems to sleep. When he wakes, his voice is fainter than a whisper.
"Tell him, Merlin, when the time comes, won't you? Tell him it was the only way."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?